Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review new movies every week with me, Junior, Jesse,
Woot Woot,
and Andy.
Hey guys.
Or do you prefer Andrea?
You know what? Our listeners would get too confused.
Okay. They would.
Let's go ahead and just leave us at Andy.
Years of a name that I thought someone had chosen for themselves. That's another discussion for another day, guys.
It's Andy, and I am a little bit hungover. I woke up just in time to go see this movie, and I was miserable on the drive. I started to feel better during the movie, though, for sure.
But I wanted her to not watch the movie, right, and just be here, just fucking hungover. As we discussed everything, she was like, what? You know, just make fun of her being.
I mean, he literally was like, you can go back inside, open the garage. I was like, I gotta go to this fucking movie.
She goes, she goes, I'm not gonna make you watch this movie by yourself. I'm like, I'm fucking excited to watch this movie. Well, I don't need nobody.
I didn't mean as a companion. I mean as part of the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't want to not see this movie and then sit on the podcast. Then I just wouldn't join the podcast today if that was the case. So we went and saw it. So what movie did we see?
Ghostbusters.
What? Wrong. That was last
Wrong.
Week.
If you were paying attention, loyal listeners, you would know that was last week's episode.
I was tricking you.
Tricky.
It's Godzilla. What is it? Godzilla times Kong?
Godzilla and Kong. And
why
the
is it
new
next
empire?
Though? First Kong.
It's Kong by X, Kong. Or Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The new empire. It should be Godzilla and Kong.
Who was excited to watch this movie?
Me.
I wasn't really. Why? You don't like Godzilla movies? You don't like Kong movies?
This is the kind of movie that's a little too silly for me.
Oh my god, it's so fun.
Aren't you into Asian culture?
This is so fucking rude. It's so racist right now. You're racist as hell.
It's so weird. They'd love Godzilla too, Jesse. So do you not typically like those movies?
See, I like the monsters.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is the people in the movie.
What I don't like, I'm going to just jump in and say, I don't like how that little girl looks confused all the time. Why are her eyebrows constantly like that?
Because she's wearing
in distress.
A Native American tribal band on her head.
So it forces her eyebrows down
Since
like that?
Since she was 3 years old when she's kidnapped from this island. They're like, you just got to wear this all the time.
Adopted.
So I wasn't excited for this.
All right.
That's
sorry
crazy.
About it. But I was. I like these kind of movies. And have you seen the show, The Monarch Show?
Nope.
On Apple, right?
Yeah. I should watch it.
Yeah. It definitely ties all of this in together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't watch
it. Having the underworld and all that. Goodness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions about that underworld.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? The
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
That's
how big is it?
And then a subterranean. When we went there, I was like,
so there's like a donut outside of the the middle part of the earth. There's like a donut layer.
Yeah.
And this was dumb.
That's funny because you know that's a real scientific theory, right?
And the people that believe in that
are dumb.
Oh, okay.
Hollow Earth.
I'm just telling you, man.
You can tell me all you want.
Junior's very vested in this.
If they're really upset at us, subscribe, like, and give us 5 stars.
Oh my god. I know who your favorite character of the movie was.
I liked him too. All right. So tell us a little bit about this movie,
so
Junior.
Let's see. The writers were Terry Rossio, Simon Barrett, and Jeremy Slater, directed by Adam Wingard. Right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this cast.
Okay.
We have Rebecca Hall as Eileen Andrews, Brian Tyree Henry as Bernie, Dan Stevens as Trapper. Where do we know him from?
Trapper
is
the
botanist
king
guy.
In Beauty and the Beast. I mean, that's the Beast.
Yeah, he's also Legion. In the Legion
Thank you.
TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kaylee Hoddle as Gia.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much.
Downton Abbey, too.
He's
also
he is?
In Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much
Dies in a
it.
Car crash.
Yep. Beloved cousin, brother, uncle.
Cousin, lover.
Was he the poor one?
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically his family came from a poor, but you know, it was weird. They're connected, kind of. Yeah. And brothers, cousin lovers. Yeah.
That sassy, his mom was sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a great show. I loved that show. It was a great show. Didn't watch the last season, but, you know, I liked it.
I don't know that I did either.
Basically, everybody in the movie.
Yeah, there wasn't that many stars in this movie.
If we could go back to that director, if that director could just stop moving the camera from up to down and up to down, I would appreciate that. When I'm all over, it wasn't working for me.
What really made me sick is when they get into the Middle Earth or whatever.
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
Where their face is shaking and shit.
Their face is shaking, but also like they're outside, and the thought of also having Earth above you really throws my like head off, where I'm like, I don't know where I am. How am I not falling to that other side right now?
Mm-hmm. Weird gravity.
Yep. Gravity.
Yeah. Science can explain everything.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
I'm not science.
You could see it in the movie before when Kong goes
and
to...
And I'm not watching that. Watching
you
this...
You didn't watch that one?
No, I don't like these movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you would think it's a big movie anyways. You'd watch... Wait, why did... Oh, no, we weren't doing movies then.
No, we weren't doing movies then. But I did not watch that. The one I did watch was the... Was it Kong? The one with... Samuel L. Jackson, he dies in
Skull
it.
Island.
Skull Island, yeah. Mm,
that's an old one.
I watched that because my ex really liked this stuff.
Who was the female in that movie? Yeah. I like...
Brie Larson.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was.
Mm-hmm. I also did not like that movie either.
You didn't like how he killed Samuel L. Jackson?
Though? Yeah, that made me the most angry. The most interesting character dies. And I was like, I don't care for any of these other people.
Oh my God, man. You have a weird view on that movie.
Don't care about the most interesting person.
He was bad boy.
He was insane. He was willing to get his whole team killed. But yeah. That's another movie.
Most interesting character.
What about Godzilla movies then?
No.
No.
There's just something about this that I don't even like the 90s one. My brother watched that so many times growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I like how things look. But I don't like the plot. I'm just like, this is dumb.
Oh. The destruction, though.
I know.
I wish I could just kick through a building.
Right?
But, I mean, you would think Godzilla would be like, you know what? Not that I care about these humans and their architecture, but, yo, that shit kind of hurts when I run through it.
But also, like, I'm destroying every bridge along the canal.
Exactly. Like, doesn't
every
that hurt, bro?
Every bridge.
Right.
He doesn't even give a shit.
Should hurt.
Yeah. It should.
And I really think countries would not stand for that.
What are you gonna do?
They would figure out something.
You can't throw a nuke at them.
You can't throw a nuke, so you have to do something that negifies, whatever.
We're gonna get into it in the movie, but that part where he's like absorbing the radioactive and they send the fucking planes in to shoot at him, I was like, why? You
What's
know who this dude
do?
Is by now. Why
what
are you
is
trying that?
That gonna do?
What you're doing is a suicide mission.
That's just like Samuel L. Jackson in fucking Kong, where he's like, "I'm gonna kill this guy." He's like, no, you're not.
And I was interested. Not. Please keep going. You're the most interesting character in this
you're
movie.
So stupid. It's just
Brie Larson, boring in that movie. Boring. And there was a dude snores.
Tom Hiddleston.
Jesse has opinions.
That was Loki.
Snores.
Wow. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break, guys, and we'll come back and talk about this movie.
Good thing you're not talking about this movie.
Absolutely not.
Jesus
Absolutely
Christ.
Not.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. It's Junior from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk, the podcast. Both are sure to keep you entertained. All right, guys, welcome back. Were you about to jump in again?
No,
or you just like to mock me over
sometimes
there?
Sometimes I like to mock you for fun. Mm. I like to pretend I'm the host.
You can, in fact, go ahead.
No, that you did a fine job. You already brought us back. There's nothing really more for you to say, to be honest.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
All right, Andy, go ahead and tell the story.
So the movie starts out, and when you open up, it was the scene, and it was like this, and then it was like that, and then it was over. It's super quick.
I wish it was that
the quick. End. Opinion time. I'm just kidding. No. This is going to be a little bit of a journey for me. But we open up and we're watching Kong. And he is down in the Hollow Earth, where they have sent him to be safe. And that way him and Godzilla are away from each other. It's kind of like a little treaty that they have. Mm-hmm. And he's down there. And he's you could tell he's kind of lonely. I like Kong because you can see the personality in his face. Like, you can kind of feel that human side of him. But he's like, you know, being chased by all these crazy dog things, you know, ends up ripping it up. Rah, you know.
He set traps up for them.
He did set traps up for them.
I thought that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
That was. This part was cool. They were disgusting little dogs, though.
Yeah, they were disgusting
they
little dogs.
I forgot what they called them, but.
I don't know. But this is when, you know, he goes to eat one of the dogs and you see he's got a toothache. So gorillas can have toothaches too. Jesse has something to say about this toothache.
I thought this was so fucking stupid. I was like, no, this isn't where they're going to go. Absolutely. Falling down this hole of stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense why they do the toothache thing.
To bring them up?
You know.
That and to show us, like, this is something they've been working on. So
and yeah, and we can.
Answers just happen to be there.
Do like, these add-ons later on. Mm-hmm. And you know, wink, wink, wink. We've been working on this.
Cool, fuck.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. So it shows he's got a little toothache. Oh, no. You know, then we go over and we're now, you know, in the, what do you call that?
Regular Earth?
No, I was
at the headquarters. Base camp.
Monarch headquarters. I couldn't think of the name.
Research Center.
Monarch Research Center. I don't fucking care, to be honest. They were in a place with a lot of computers and
our listeners
tracking,
care.
And tracking shit. And what they're tracking is Godzilla's movements because, you know, Godzilla's up on the Earth protecting us from these Titans. But man, I mean, he's protecting us at what cost? Like, he's just destroying the shit out of everything. Like, just walking through to kill these Titans. I think he just likes to do this shit for fun. But shit keeps popping off. Like, the computer waves are like, rawr, rawr, rawr. It's getting weird in there. And they're like, what is happening? And why is he going to all of these spots specifically?
Three triangles.
Yeah. And so what they keep doing, what he keeps doing is actually he's absorbing like these powers from these Titans. He's
nuclear radiation.
He's killing them and then sucking it up.
Sucking it.
So he's got a mission. We don't know why, but he is on a fucking mission to power up. That is its own story off to its side.
Yes.
Okay. So then we come back. The little girl keeps having these like weird dreams, like seeing visions in her head. She's kind of connected to Kong and the Hollow Earth. Like, she keeps seeing things and she thinks something's wrong with her, but she's not really explaining to her adopted mother. So I mean, she keeps saying my daughter and my mom, and that's her adopted mom. She keeps saying like, I don't know what's wrong, but why isn't she asking her like, what are you seeing? What's going on in these visions?
What makes this absolutely implausible that this kid is in a normal class? One, she's dressed up like she's a Native American. She also is mute and can't speak.
Yeah. Oh, I just assumed she was at a deaf school.
Everyone else was talking though.
Were they? Because the teacher was signing.
Was she?
Yeah, man. You didn't see that?
I don't. I saw was the scribbling.
I never even heard the kids talk. Did you?
I felt they were talking. Maybe playing.
But the teacher was doing the talking, but signing as well.
But she's really like, as soon as that mom shows up, she's like, this ain't working. She's dumb.
Yeah.
She's stupid. And look at these dumb things she keeps drawing.
Yeah.
What a moron.
Yeah.
But instead,
did you hear the dialogue? Because that's not what she said at all.
That's not it.
I was saying the gist of what the teacher was saying.
Jesse is salty this morning. I don't think he's gotten laid in a few days, my friends.
Okay, well, that's personal, but more like this is saddened for 4 days. Usually,
just forget about the movie, Jesse. Just forget about it. Let's just enjoy the ride I take you on.
When it makes me angry, I can't forget.
So
it's true, though.
Jesse referenced some drawings. So while this little girl's in this class, she's doing these drawings that are like, you know, they look like mountains, kind of.
Three mountains.
Yeah.
So mom's like, what the fuck? She goes back to the guy from the first one. He had helped. I don't know what his name is.
Was he in the first movie?
Which one?
The Eternal. I don't know what his name is.
It's Brian, but in Brian. This one he's called Bernie.
Bernie. Okay, mm-hmm. Bernie. So she goes to him because, you know, he helped out before. He runs a podcast.
This was really hitting hard when I was watching this. I was like, how dare you guys? Rude.
He does a good podcast. That's why Jesse's so mad.
Rude.
And so she goes to him for help, and he's like, yeah, but can I go down to Hollowworth? And she's like, if you help figure this shit out, mm-hmm. like, I'll swing whatever, right? But I need you to come with me right now, because right then she was getting a little beep boop on her phone, yes. And it was a Titan alert. Godzilla's on the move again, right? So they go over there.
Shouldn't this be like a national thing that's going out, just in case that's your city?
I feel like they probably do let
if you watch the city the show, knows.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They do. Know.
Yeah, there's well, warnings.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't watch this.
But so they. So he kind of matches up that her drawings uh-huh. are the peaks for the disturbances, and it is a distress call from Hollow Earth.
It's a psychic distress call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Psychic
well,
waves.
It's not just psychic, because it's happening to their computers as well. So yeah. It's sending like a magnetic.
But it's on that like
disturbance.
Some set. Level that's psychic, I guess. That's because yeah. he's like, it's a psychic warning.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, that's why this little girl's getting it. And everyone's just like, it's just little rumbles.
Yeah. At the same time, Kong comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Uninvited, but he's like, I heard there's a dentist around here. I heard
there's free dental care up here.
So he just pops up out of the portal, mm-hmm. lays up on the ground in the perfect spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dentist, they sedate him almost immediately. Like, he just lays there and is like, do your thing. And so then the dentist flies in. I did like this part. Trapper keeper. I liked this part. So they've got like a little aircraft. Mm-hmm. They drop him down. He ties the tooth up. It's like that old like tie a tooth to the doorknob kind of shit. Yanks it fucking out. Mm-hmm. And then they go in and they put a prosthetic, a tooth in there.
Yeah.
They said it's like made out of super crazy stuff and that it could chew through your head. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So super good tooth. Right?
Handles heat.
Simultaneously, they're like, fuck, we're going to have to go down there. Like, we've got to figure out what the fuck's going on. Where's the signal coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to go down to Middle Earth. Easy peasy. This little girl's like, take me with you. This is a very dangerous thing to do. First of all, not just that trip itself where they were shaking out of their fucking faces. Uh-huh. All of it. You would be like, no. No.
But she can talk to Kong.
That's why, right?
God, so because she like can talk to Kong. There's weird communication between them.
Yeah.
So then how else do they communicate with him if this little girl's not there?
Well, he does sign.
Oh, he does sign.
He does sign.
So he's like
signs.
A Coco. Okay.
Kind of Coco. But so convinces mom, I'm coming with you. And she's like, okay.
To start, the perfect though, little suit ready for
this,
her.
This mission, that's exactly what I said when they walked out. I leaned over. I was like, they had a tiny little suit for her already?
Because it's not her first time going to Hollow Earth.
And they made everyone else change except, mm-hmm. what's his
Bernie.
Name? Bernie. So then Bernie's like, please, can I mm-hmm. come too? And they're like, fine. So to start, this mission was just going to be the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a vet, right? A Titan vet. The vet and the mom. And then the driver. That's mm-hmm. all that was going down on this fucking mission to start
that
with?
Was it.
Recon,
that
man.
Doesn't seem right. I would think uh-uh. you need some smart people with you. There was that one lady running the fucking shit. She probably should come down. I'd have a couple more foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Like,
I would have taken more soldiers for sure.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. But it was just like this tool team, and then they're like, sure, have these people come with us. They won't slow us down at all.
So when this happened and that pilot showed up and he had that attitude, it's like he's dying.
I did love when so they go down, they zip mm-hmm. zip through the fucking earth and it shakes their fucking faces out to blue and pink, and then they go down and they're like, whew, the dude almost gets eaten immediately, the pilot.
Yeah,
they're walking through and the vet's like, whoa, I feel something around.
It smells weird.
It smells like rotting flesh.
Yeah.
That is not something I want to smell.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
At all. But the fucking pilot's like, I got this machine, and this machine says nothing's around here, so I'm gonna trust this fucking machine. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. This is my fucking. Oh! And he fucking ate him.
Yep.
Just like that. Did I scare you, Junior?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is that noise?
Ow!
Yeah.
That was what it sounded like when the tree ate him. And then squirted out fucking juice at them, and they just fucking booked it.
But then I love how Trapper was like, run!
From then on, wouldn't you be afraid that Every tree could eat you. The branches could grab you. Nope. Like,
you didn't have to worry because Trapper, he was in tune with that forest.
He was strangely in tune with the forest. I was going to say,
he was absolutely the worst character in this movie.
Oh my God, Jesse.
I hated every moment with him. Oh, and my really love this actor.
I loved this actor. I'm going to tell you, I loved this movie. This was so fun, top to bottom.
Who did you like?
In who this hurt movie? You?
When the moth showed up. That's about it.
Mothra. Her name is Mothra.
I liked how shiny and beautiful she was.
Jesse's like, that could be me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I need wings like this.
Mm-hmm. Shwa.
All right, go on.
So anyways, they continue on their little journey. In the meantime, Kong, during this dog fight or whatever, when he opened up, like he had a trap and it like kind of fell down to the earth. Well, it opened up even more and it was like this little weird little crack. So he was like, I'm going to go check this out. So he goes down there and right away there's like a team of apes, gorillas that like start beating him up, coming at him, right? And there's a baby, like a little cute baby, but this was a naughty little baby. He was probably a 5-year-old. He's a little toddler. That's what I'm going to say. He's naughty.
Yeah.
But he obviously beats the shit out of all of them. You know, he scares one away, but he like beats everybody up.
He killed one of them.
And he tried not to.
Yeah.
He tried not to. Man, but I did love when he uses the little baby Kong to beat them with
that
him.
Shit that was hilarious. Funny. Grabs that baby by the leg and just pop, 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 pop. That shit was hilarious. And then ends up, you know, beats everybody up, but then takes the kid with him. He's like, come on, let's go check out this subterranean hollow earth.
Yeah.
This third layer of our earth.
Yes.
So they go on their little mission, looking around. Baby leads him to...
Just call him Baby Kong.
Baby Kong. The baby leads him to, like, what they call the Scar King. And he's, like, the super, super bad... ape that he wants to take over the earth.
Yeah.
So he leads him there. He sees, but he's never even seen like apes or gorillas. He's the only one of his kind. So he's been looking for family and shit. And he sees how badly these apes are treated. And he's like, oh, not round hill.
Not round hill, partner.
Not round hill. Quickly, he learns that he's got like a little baby Godzilla or big Godzilla. It's actually bigger than fucking Godzilla. That thing was. And so it's kind of like a lizard, but on all fours, dinosaur looking thing that can shoot fucking ice. And we learn later that it actually started an ice age before. So it's a bad little titan, but this bad ape is controlling it.
Controlling it.
But with pain. Because you could see this little thing is like, I don't want to do it. And he's like, fucking do it.
He's like,
he's got like a little, like a staff, if you will, attached to... Like a spine?
Yeah, it was like an animal spine whip thing.
Yeah.
And then at the end had like a dagger, which I assumed was one of the like spikes of the animal.
Yeah.
Because I was assuming that's how he controlled him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like no one's tried to kill him all these years. Because we find out this has been, he's been ruling and stuck down there for a while.
Yeah. For a long time. Little baby shows him where to go. Get out this way, right? So they go that way. Whatever. Back on in the regular Hollow Earth. God. They go. They see like the station that they've had there for a few years now. They've got, you know, people that work at the station been destroyed. Like people are dead everywhere. They grab one of the cameras and so that they can see like the information on it. But there's like these huge bloody handprints across the wall. Like it's not good. It's not good. What I don't understand, I am having a hard time comprehending, is this is the Hollow Earth section. That subterranean section was blocked off. They couldn't get out until Kong just opened that up. So how did they get up there? And if they did get up there to do that destroying, why didn't they just go through the portals? They would have seen the portals, the vortexes.
So you remember the trap he set for those dog things? It was that trap,
broke it open. Yeah.
That's where Scar King came through. Scar King comes through first. Then Kong goes through the, drops down.
Oh.
Because remember, it's after his tooth. He goes back to his cave. He just...
You think it was Stark? Scar King.
Scar King.
Scar King is the one that destroyed the base.
Yeah, man.
But I couldn't tell which one it was. If he came up, if he destroyed that base, then why he had access to the vortex? Then he would have.
I can't tell you why he didn't continue to on into the mission. But.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, he destroyed that base. They take the camera. They see the giant handprint, and they're like, "That's not Kong. Something bad.
How did
something
she know?
Bad is, something bad's happening around here."
Mm-hmm.
So then they end up continuing on, and they start to find some ruins, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the little girl's like, "I'm feeling a vibe over in that direction." Yeah. So they had follow her intuition. What we didn't understand is they flew to a certain spot and then got out, and they were like, "It's like 2 more miles that direction." Oh, we're like, God. "Why didn't you fly over the 2 miles?"
Keep flying.
I love that all three of us were like, "What? I'm going to get as close as I can, but we got to walk 2 miles."
Same moment, we looked at each other and we were like, "What the fuck? Keep going."
That bitch over there, man.
You know this is like a crazy dangerous place. Mm-hmm. We're going to go 2 miles?
No. I'm not. I'm going to go 200 feet from the
bro, we're going to hover over it, look down, right? Find a spot.
Is it, why doesn't this thing like automatically have wheels that can just drive us around? Yeah, like, come on. We can do this another time.
Yeah, this. I was like, why are we? Anyways, yeah. So they finally get there. They start to see these like human ruins. Yeah. Like, it was clearly human made, and then on it was showing the same language as the Iwis, which is from the little girl's tribe. She's the last of her tribe.
Was so mediocre that because she was like telling it reminds the whole me of stories. Like Morse code. She's like, telling whole stories off of
do you remember
some little thing.
Lines. Like,
do you remember in her living room, mm-hmm. she had all the books. So obviously she knew the language.
I know, but it was just kind of dumb. I needed more. I thought more they just ruins. Looked like
shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like, you know,
rectangles and triangles. I said, okay, this bitch can be that.
If you put like, it's just like worn away, like water has just worn away, and all of a sudden she's like, "This means this," and she's like, "And Mothra, the god person, and
queen of the monsters."
And I was like, "What? How are you getting all this?"
Well, you skipped ahead a little bit because they find the ruins. They start the water. They follow the water down, mm-hmm. and that's when the tribe people come out and they're like, "Whoa, whoa! There is fucking humans down here,
yeah,
right?" And then those humans can speak telepathically to each other, mm-hmm. and then to the little girl. Her name is Jin.
Gia.
Her name's Gia. So then they like take her, right?
Mm-hmm.
From what I was like, the mom's like, no. Bitch, there's like a fucking 1,000 soldiers all around mm-hmm. you with fucking spears. Yes.
Yeah, they have some cool looking spears though, yeah. Man.
Yes. They're going to take your baby. Go. Mm-hmm. You want to die too? Let her go. So
like, that's not your baby. Anyways.
That's not your baby. You fucking stole her. So, anyways, they take her up there. Mm-hmm. They're like, queen, I'm assuming the mm-hmm. leader comes down, yeah. touches her hands, sees her history, and she's like, she's good, this is the person,
this is the only one,
welcomes everyone up. They open this thing up, and that's when the mom starts reading the story of what had happened, yeah. right? And it's like, you know, this Scar King wanted to take over the earth level, and so, you know, mm-hmm. Godzilla, right, had entrapped him in like a little spot down in the subterranean, yeah. earth. Like, she tells like the whole story of what happened with the Scar King and stuff. But at the end of it, they're like, the only thing is that's gonna wake up Mothra, which is like the queen mm-hmm. of Titans,
which is Godzilla's BFF apparently.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like his love interest. If oh, you say right. it,
you
I
didn't
say
see it.
It
the other movie. She mm-hmm. actually sacrifices herself to help him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
so. Yeah.
So she's been trapped, and the only way to wake her up mm-hmm. is the single descendant from Skull Island from the Iwi tribe up on Earth. Happens yeah. to be a little girl. And then we were all like, that's why she's so special.
I wasn't.
When they did that scene, they made the staircase it didn't look that long. Like, it was just like 15 steps. And then when she's so at the steep. Fucking top, I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Again, uh-huh. everybody's just watching and waiting.
Yeah.
Yep. Go on up there.
But when she does it, right, when she raises her hand, and you see like her essence being pulled away.
We haven't gotten there yet. You just jumped so far ahead.
I think you jumped a little bit.
You just
bit.
Said she's going to be the one who releases Mothra.
Yeah, but we're not there. Okay, we didn't get there yet because we still got to talk about Kong's. So Kong comes back uh-huh. from his thing, right? Mm-hmm. And they can see he's hurt. This motherfucker's hurt.
Yeah, he got his arm frozen.
Mm-hmm. Frostbite. Mm-hmm. It's a motherfucker.
And they were like, well, we got to fix this motherfucker. We got to fix him up good. So happened to be at that destroyed base, they had a robot arm ready
for him. He went back 2 miles to the plane to go get this thing. Mm-hmm. It was so dumb. I was like, moronic.
He's like, what if it was
the other arm? What if it had been the other arm?
I don't think it mattered.
I think it does.
It was like a little, because it was like a pod, and then when they dropped it, it like attached to instead. Him.
Well, it wasn't.
I think they had one of all of them sitting there waiting.
Okay. All right,
That was it.
Got it.
It's like the Hulkbuster armor.
They attach it, and his little frostbitten hand, they like inject medicine, and he's like, I'm better. Mm-hmm. And then he knows he's got to go up to Earth to draw Godzilla down.
The little girl tells him,
okay,
you need friends, because they keep having these connections between each other.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you're not enough, girl. Go up there.
I know you hate him, but go get him.
You gotta go get him.
You need him.
So he goes up there, entices Godzilla towards him, ensues a Godzilla Kong fight. You guys can all imagine what that looks like. Simultaneously, as he's drawing this up, this is when she goes up the staircase. She touches the little thing. Mm-hmm. Mistifies. It's like this beautiful golden mist that comes from Mothra. She awakens her and she's like, let's go, girl. Shania Twain started playing. What?
I thought that was the point, was for her to sacrifice herself.
Oh. You thought she was like disappearing?
Yeah, I was like, oh man, she's going to die. I was like, damn, they didn't tell her that. Which would have been better, but
man. Yeah. No, it was just some weird little mystical touch. I assume she climbs on her back, because I don't know how this all happens, but they end somehow up together up on Earth. So during this whole Kong Godzilla fight, slapping each other, punching each other, blowing fire, like literally destroying everything.
The pyramid.
Destroying everything they fucking can. Yeah. Then Mothra comes up and she's like, hey, stop. And the little girl's like sitting on top of this this like pyramid block. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, the head thing, the pharaoh head.
Yeah.
And Sphinx.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Moth is like, that's enough, y'all. Let's go.
It's enough. We got things to do down there.
And by now we know Scar King knows where this shit is. Mm-hmm. He's on his way with the fucking army. So they've been charging through the fucking town, coming on in.
Yeah.
So come on down, right? Godzilla, Kong, right at the same time. Scar King has come through. He's fucking, I'm ready to destroy everything. Yeah. This tribe has some weird gravity technology. I didn't really understand it, but it is what it is. The crystals
do it, yeah.
So they put some weird shit in the water, and they're like, this is gonna like create a anti-gravity force for like 3 minutes, a couple of minutes. I don't understand why they did this, because they're like, to try to stop them from getting to the vortex. I think that it would be easier to float that way than just go on up to the fucking hole.
Maybe it was supposed to close it.
The hole?
So when those crystals are coming down, once they touch, it was supposed to close the portals for a couple minutes.
But they couldn't, because
heard about the... Are you telling the truth, or did you just make that up right now?
No, that is true.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why the little freezer... The freezer lizard stopped that shit from happening.
Yes.
Yeah, did a little...
Did you say the freezer lizard?
Yeah. I don't know his name, but he was frozen.
Freezer lizard.
So, this fighting happens. They're all... This was kind of cool, in my opinion. Actually, I did a little screenshot with my fingers during the... When they were, like, coming at each other through the air. The Scar King and Kong going at each other. Freezer lizard and... Godzilla coming at each other. I fucking loved it. Anyways, they fight. The little earthlings are getting themselves safe, right? Then they end up getting up through the fucking portal.
Yep.
Done. We knew it was going to happen. You got to go destroy some shit on Earth.
They show up in Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro. I was waiting for Jesus to fall. I was like, this is Easter, man. Easter.
Wanted them to burst out of Jesus. I was like, please.
With his arms out, like,
just brrr.
Yeah, you destroy everything else, bro.
Just not the Jesus? Okay, come on.
Yeah. But they do. They appear on the beach at Rio de Janeiro. A fight ensues between all four of them.
Yes.
Right? The spear is what's really controlling the freezer lizard. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to destroy that, right? Like, yes. They're trying to stop the Scar King, obviously, but they're trying to destroy this thing. So they finally get Scar King down enough. They get the spear. Little baby comes in. Baby Godzilla comes in with the whim. He brought Kong's like little axe with
baby
him.
Baby Kong?
Baby Kong?
Yeah, Baby Kong comes in.
I thought you said Baby Godzilla.
I might have.
Oh, well, I am.
I was thinking about a person. Anyways, he comes in with his axe, fucking smashes that spear, fucking boom! Like a whole little radio wave goes across. They're able to destroy the dude. Fucking let's go. We're done here.
Yeah, Ice Lizard's all like, I'm free.
Yeah. That Ice Lizard, he looked like a good Shimo. Guy.
Shimo? Oh, Shimo?
She looked well.
You just said that a little while ago. I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
He's fucking weirdo. Fucking weirdo. Like,
Shimo.
It's either Shimo or Shimo. It's S-H-I-M-O.
Okay.
Shimo?
Mm-hmm. So you could see like a little sigh of relief on his part. You know what I mean? And then the Earth celebrates. So we go back.
Celebration.
We go back to the Hollow Earth, and you know, adoptee mom is like, "You can stay. Oh, I understand. This is your people. You're now like a queen here." She's like, "Discuss it with her. What the fuck?" She's like, "What are we talking about here?
There's no internet."
Yeah, I was like, "I got an iPhone up back home, man."
Yeah.
Like,
you're trying to get rid of me awfully quick, bitch.
Yeah, they all talk through their minds. Where's the privacy? Come on.
Jesse's like, "No, I could never."
There will be no masturbating in this tribe.
Like, no, please don't listen.
You can't have
like,
dirty Jesse, thoughts stop about it. Your chief. You know what I mean? So that ends that little fun story. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I assume the fucking trapper and the mom ends up fucking because they did back in college. So they have like a weird little connection. Yeah. You don't really see their story continue, but you get to see
a leap because even the daughter hugs him and I'm like, you don't even know this dude. Yeah. Get away from him.
Yeah, they do know each other.
They knew each other, what, in college? Not enough to, that was like an intense like, you're
he's
my dad
the
now hug.
Vet for all the Titans, so there's more interaction.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
So
they even say that were they? Oh, nice to see you again.
Movie wraps up with Kong riding in on Freezer Lizard, going down to the subterranean Earth, going back down to all the apes that are still slaving away under what rule? I don't know.
What are they doing? What's happening?
All the soldiers are gone. All they've been doing every time we've seen them, we're moving bricks from one spot to another.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing. Building a throne? Oh, okay.
I'm just guessing. Okay.
Okay.
You don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He already had a throne.
Literally, you don't know what they're doing, but they're still slaving away. And Kong walks up on this lizard and he's like, "That's enough work for you, ladies."
Yep.
Clock out.
We don't need to rebuild our nation or anything. Mm-mm. You can stop.
Yep. So I assume that they get to come up to Hollow Earth with him and he's going to fucking rule them. That's my guess.
But I mean, you got like a second Hollow Earth. Maybe there's like less mean animals in the second part.
It seemed like there wasn't a lot down there, right?
Maybe. Well, probably because of them.
Yeah.
Except for that one water lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's the end of Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. I love you. Goodbye.
We'll be back to talk about this.
Opinion time.
Hey guys, it's Jesse here. Just cutting in to remind you to like and subscribe to us on all platforms. And follow us on Instagram at Make It A Combo Pod. Yes, that was a good read. I loved it. That's it. That's the one.
All right, guys, welcome back. Who wants to go first?
Me? Okay.
Yeah. Let's go Sour first. Sally
let,
go
let
first.
Let the hate out.
All right. So I didn't really hate this movie.
Oh my god. Contrary to everything you said during this entire episode so far.
It was just, I didn't enjoy certain aspects of this movie. This
fucking guy.
This was a... It seemed just too masculine to me.
Oh my god. Where's and the female annoying. Power? Yes. There's a fucking doctor is female. She's heading up the fucking reconnaissance mission.
Where's she female Kong?
Right?
We call her Kang.
You know, I liked Kong and I liked Godzilla and I liked all the other monsters. Mm-hmm. Like I told you already, I did not like any of the actors and their characters. I know you liked what's his face.
Trapper.
I thought you would have loved Bernie.
He was...
doing his documentaries, like...
He was pretty funny at some point. If any of them, I liked him probably the most. But Trapper, when he went and got those things, first he gets the Kong thing, then he comes in and he has the plane that turns into the animals that... I was like, this is so fucking dumb.
Matches so the Bumblebee on your shirt, dumb, bro.
Right? That's pretty much what it is. So, but I wasn't like, oh, is this over yet? I enjoyed most of the movie, but is it a movie that I would watch again? Absolutely no. This is just not my kind of movie. I also just thought it was just some of the choices to me were stupid. Why is this little girl like 13 years old and she's still wearing like a headband? Like if she's still in the jungle.
Oh my god, that is damn. The racist, most racist thing you've ever said wrong. On this show.
Is it just you like Asian stuff? You like Asian people, right?
Asian no, culture, don't you? I
said that's the most racist thing you've said on this podcast. Or Junior says racist shit all the time. This is her tribe. She's the last of her fucking people, man. She's got to represent.
In that flashback, she looked like she was 3. So she should have
no, little, she wasn't 3. She was probably like 6 or 7 is my guess.
She looked tiny.
She was
tiny. So I was like, you wouldn't remember any of your people. And then
no, she wasn't
assimilating people, that would be like the last thing that she would put on. Because every time people are like, where are you from? Go back to wherever she you came. Go back to Skull to Island.
Assimilate, Jesse. You're digging your fucking racist hole.
Jesse's like, just I'm proud to be an American and everybody should be an American.
If you are a Native American, do not wear your headdresses around, Jesse.
I am just telling you how it went down when I was in school. That's what would have happened to her. I'm just saying. And also, she couldn't talk. And I was like, all right.
See, yeah. If you would have watched the other movie, that probably would have gave you a little bit more. Then maybe. You'd be like, eh. Because you're watching it cold.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch the first one either. Sure. So, also, I had lots of questions of like, well, if they battled in the last movie, why are either of them alive? Shouldn't one be dead? And why did they come to a conclusion of one being in Middle Earth and one...
Kong almost died.
But they had... There was no clue. Common enemy. The three-headed dragon one.
Oh, see, I didn't know. So I was very confused. And all of these character choices to me were just like so out of control.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. You haven't seen it. So you're like, what the fuck is this podcast guy here? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I was making leaps trying to figure out things.
Yeah.
So... But I don't think the movie's horrible.
Sure.
But I'm going to give it a C.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
To me, that's bad. Jesse, I know, but this like, is not a C movie, Jesse.
Now listening to him talk, he's like, why do you not? I don't understand why this guy was in this movie. Why this person? It's like,
no.
Oh.
No
idea. If you would have watched the movies before, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't.
He was like, Bernie is a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm. I got the kind of from what he was saying, but. So
he was doing
this like scientist lady shit. Didn't make sense to me. I'm like, what? Who are you? You're not in charge. That other lady's in charge, who also didn't look like she was in charge. I was so confused.
Yeah. Actually, if you watch the Monarch show, that's exactly how it is. Nobody knows who's in charge.
Who's in charge?
Oh, Jesus.
They're just running.
All right, so that's my part. Who's next?
Okay, I'll go. Great movie. I think you guys could hear it in my voice the entire time. Opposite of Jesse's belief, I thought the characters were so cute. Like, I see these kind of movies as also, like, like a Thor, like mm-hmm. action, but fun, mm-hmm. not to be taken too seriously. Yeah. Obviously, there's not fucking Titans running our world.
I had to keep telling myself that when I was watching it. I was like, this is a world. Jesse, don't get upset. And it really helped me because I was getting angry at parts.
It's fantasy. Yeah. Okay, fantasy. I don't know. I love these kind of movies. I love the other King Kong movies, mm-hmm. Godzilla movies. I just think it's, these are fun things to me. This, again, kind of like Ghostbusters, reminds me of my childhood. I don't know. There's just this element of, like, carefreeness, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to take it too fucking seriously. I love the jokes inside of it. I loved the only thing, my one bad comment about this entire fucking movie mm-hmm. is that girl's scowl the entire fucking time. She's so concerned all the time.
The little girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her fucking eyebrows are constantly like, fucking stop that. Lift your eyebrows up,
bitch. She did have those visions that were probably causing her headaches. So.
Okay, but lift your eyebrows. Take that band. Uh-huh. Pull your skin up, put the band back down so your eyebrows stay up.
I should have. Maybe that's what was happening. It was like pushing her down. Furrow. Like,
I don't know.
It was too tight.
Something wrong with Kong.
That would be it. Like the constant look of worry on her face. Mm-hmm. When this is part of her world. She knows this. I mean, she was like 6 or 7. I would say like 7 in the last movie. So she does, like, they grew up taking care of Kong. That was their job. The Iwi's job was caring for Kong on Skull Island. So, I don't know. I loved it all. I loved the mysticalness of it. I loved the crystals inside. I loved the colors. I love that glowing shit. Mm-hmm. I love it all. When Kong touched that one thing with his little axe and then all the things started lighting up around him, like those crystal stalagmites or whatever, I was like, cool. And I really, really loved that little fight scene where they were coming at each other.
Floating.
Where they were like, they had just charged at each other in the air, and they were like the four monsters coming at each other. I loved it so much. I'm gonna give this movie an A+. I would watch it again, and I would recommend it to every listener out there.
Damn.
A plus.
Good movie. Watch it.
I love this movie. Okay. I love these movies. I do agree with Jesse on certain movies like this. We don't need too much people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the worst things I hate about Transformers is the people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't need someone that's having a hard time in life and needs to help his brother.
But this kind of movie, though, they don't speak. So you do need the people for the plot.
But I do like it when it's like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Let's take a seat back. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's kind of what they do in this movie. They're like, what do we do? We fucking run.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Yeah. None of this. I need to, except for the little girl, right, who thinks she needs to help or whatever, just to communicate. Like, the fight scenes are what they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The monster just kicking ass. Godzilla really needs to take into account, like, he's fucking some shit up, okay? You can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
You can get Jesse mad.
Bernie said when the trapper comes with the thing, he's like, I could kiss you on the mouth right now. He's like, get us the fuck out of here.
Right? I thought it was a very good movie. It's action. It's just like Andy said. It's make-believe, man. This is one of those movies where you can just sit there and just like fucking enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think too hard. You're just like, hopefully it's not real. We don't have to worry about no Godzilla.
Please.
I'm always like, God, there's a lot of people dying under them feet, man.
I know, man.
Just smash.
They don't even,
every building, when he tore the top of that building off with his fucking little whip thing. Yeah.
There's hundreds of people in there.
Dead.
Hundreds.
Kong is the only one who gave a shit. He's like, my bad, but I gotta go fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I liked all the monsters. I always like seeing that kind of shit, like the different ones. I love that they showed us a couple of extra.
Mm-hmm.
Trapper, he was fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Bernie just reminded me of Jesse.
So quirky.
So quirky. You know? I love the quirky character.
I love that because that dude was like, well, you know what? Just sign up for my podcast. So I was like, all right. I'm going to give this movie an A.
Straight A.
You know, I would watch this movie. I'd normally sit down and watch all of them
before going to this.
Well, no, but I just watch them just to watch them sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. We've seen Kong a few times.
Yeah. Mm. I love Kong, man. That dude is cool. The way he set up booby traps.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
It was pretty cool.
That's really smart.
I loved how the host, him interacting with baby Kong.
With the baby,
Because he's like, you little brother. Shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thought that was pretty cool.
A plus. So I would see like a B plus.
Yeah, probably like a B plus.
Yeah. Okay. With that C. Mm-hmm.
What does Rotten Tomatoes say?
Okay, so the critics, obviously, 55%. They always hate movies like this. The audience score, 55%.
Damn.
Yeah. Audience score,
93. Wow.
It's already got over 1,000.
Those are all my reviews. I just kept submitting reviews.
No. Okay. This is definitely a Rotten Tomatoes audience kind of movie.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Stupid. All right, here we go. This is Shell. Oh my God, I love the movie. I'm a big fan of King Kong, and it was actions and funny moments throughout the movie. To see them team up together, it was exciting to me. I saw it in digital 3D, and it was dope to see it like that. It was well worth the money. Oh, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Better than an orgasm.
Alan.
I don't know about that.
You're not working it right. Jesus.
He's never had one. That's why.
Something's wrong.
I'd have to give it 5 stars for all the battle scenes between Kong and Godzilla, and actually, not a bad storyline.
Excellent. The box office agrees with that score. So our theater was full.
Yeah.
Mine was pretty full too.
Yeah. Mine was pretty full for an Easter morning at 11 a.m. It was pretty full.
Everyone there for Jesus.
Yes. Mm. Hoping that Jesus exploded. But the budget for this movie was a cool $135 million.
Oh, I thought it was going
to
be more.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a lot.
Mm-mm. Doesn't seem like a lot, to be honest. But just so far, box office, $194 million.
God damn.
That's what I said when I opened this. I said, God damn.
Praise Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Damn. So, it says, Godzilla X Kong crushes expectations. They have risen. Godzilla X Kong conquers the Easter box office. The movie, The New Empire, becomes the titan of the box office. Biggest box office opening of 2024.
I was about to say, we haven't had one where they blow it out the water that fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last one, I swear, but Godzilla X Kong smashes box office with gigantic opening day.
All right, guys.
I love it.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this up because you know what? I'm tired.
Oh, poor Jesse. I'm fucking hungover.
Exhausted.
Poor baby.
Hungover for Jesus. That's all I have to say. All right, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms. Also, check out our two other podcasts, which is Dream Talk, the podcast where I have a guest, friends, family member. We come, we talk about people's dreams and figure out, what does it mean? Usually it's a subconscious talking to us because we're dumb. Also, Tales from the Apps, which is a dating podcast with these two over here.
Yeah.
They are really working it for you guys. Mm-hmm. Doing the work, going out there, dating.
Doing God's work. That's all.
Doing God's work.
And it's pretty funny. And they give you advice that they don't take, but hey.
You should. Sound advice.
Learn from our mistakes.
It is very sound, so they're not taking it.
No.
You guys, we'll be back next week. And we love you. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Just listen to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.